classic by Queen. The name of my show, starting off here at the 8 p.m. hour, is Program Without Form. My name is Jason. Thanks for tuning in or continuing to leave this on in the background as I mutter. Let's get started with some more music.
Waking up in the afternoon. known as freedom, free doom. Democracy, liberty, and justice were revolutionary code names that preceded the bubbling in the mother country's crotch. What does Webster say about soul? All I want is a good home and a wife and a children and some food to feed them every night. After all is said and done, build a new route to China if they'll have you. Who will survive in America? Who will survive in America? Who will survive in America? Who will survive in America?
You are listening to 91.5 FM. This is Tufts Freeform Radio here at WMFO.org. And you just heard Waitress in the Sky by The Replacements from their 1985 album, Tim, released on Sire. Before that was Kanye West with the song Who Will Survive in America from his LP, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Before that, you heard Sunday Morning from the album Kicking Every Day, by the Philadelphia-based band All Dogs, released in 2015. Thanks for listening to Program Without Form here at WMFO. My name's Jason. Feel free to call in. The new number here at WMFO is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. We also have a local number, 781-350-3264. I've been told both work. It'll just come in the same. Anyway, my name's Jason. In the studio, in my microphone, or in my headphones, the microphone sounds weird. If you're getting that at home, please call in to let me know. I have no other way of knowing. Maybe I can get that fixed. But in the meantime, more music. All right. Wowie, that was Leica's Orbit, a New England-based band, with their song Teenagers Need to Fall Down from the album No Matter What It Takes, released last year. You also heard Taffy by the New York-based band New York-based band Advertising from their album Pull, released in 2014. Before that was Black Mirror by Arcade Fire, from the album Neon Bible from 2007. This is Program Without Form here on WMFO in Medford. And back to the music. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio here at WMFO.org and 91.5 FM. You just heard Kickball, the Washington State-based band, with their song City of Love from their self-titled album from 2002. Before that was Nothing More to Say from an album of the same name by The Frighteners, that is without an E, The Frighteners. That will be released in September of this year. Before that was Standing Around by Baltimore-based The Art Department from their 2010 album Paperwork/Birdwork. You also heard Home by Brooklyn-based artist Saya Jewel from the 2015 compilation DBTS:BS2. And before that was It's You by Heavenly from Heavenly vs. Satan, released in 1991 on Sarah Records. All right, thanks for listening to WMFO in Medford. If you'd like to call in, I'm happy to answer the phone. In fact, legally obligated to do so. The number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-WMFO or 9636. You can also call our local number at 781-350-3264. That goes the same place. I'm also available on Skype if you just want to the new-fashioned way. The username is WMFO-DJ, WMFO-DJ on Skype. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for continuing to tune in. Thanks for supporting college radio.
guess he must be somewhere breathing in patterns unfamiliar to the one you're underneath. I pin those patterns in my coat, so I'm turning on the stereo. I'm turning into fairy tale. Turning on the stereo. I'm turning into
Oh man, I have so much to say about that song. That was Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen from the 1984 album Born in the USA. What do I have to say about that song? I was playing that from the music video on YouTube, which does star Courtney Cox, helped propel her to fame, you could say. It's great to see her. In the video, Springsteen does some what I consider kind of goofy dancing, but I like it. It's very goofy. He doesn't really feel the pulse of the music, I guess. I don't know. What else do I have to say about that song? Oh, it's a great song. It's a great song. Important messages. I saw a movie over the weekend that included two Bruce Springsteen songs, including that one covered by a duo in a scene, one person on acoustic guitar, one person on, I forget what it's called, but it's the little keyboard that you blow into. If you know it, call in. I'll give you the number in a second. But the person playing the little keyboard that you blow into was Kathleen Hanna. So I would say if you're a Kathleen Hanna fan, the movie might be worth it just for that scene, which is a very nice scene. The film Maggie's Plan, available here in the Boston area at the Kendall Square Landmark Theater. Just a plug for a movie. Anyway, yeah, that was Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark. If you know the name of that instrument, I'd love to hear it. The number is 855-915-WMFO. That's a new number, 855-915-9636. We're also available at the local number, 781-350-3264. That's for the DJ here at WMFO in Medford. The song before that was One Step Too Far from the album Hat Bark Beach, released last year on Jigsaw Records from the Vancouver band Knife Pleats. Before that was Good Morning by Papyre. Oh, misspelled that. Papyre off of their album Boo from 2 years ago. You also heard Patterns of Fairy Tales by The National from the 2003 release Sad Songs for Dirty Lovers, as well as I Would from the Brooklyn-based band Really Big Pine Cone, their release Really, Really Big Pine Cone from 2015. In the healthcare debate, it's often stated that the uninsured drive up healthcare costs for everyone else because they use medical services without paying for them, ultimately shifting their bills along to those with insurance through higher premiums. While it is true that overwhelming medical expenses are a factor in more than 62% of all personal bankruptcies, and that each year there are $57 billion in unpaid medical bills, the fact is that those $57 billion represent just 2.2% of the $2.5 trillion Americans annually spend on healthcare. Compare that to 2.2% to retail shoplifting losses, which can run as high as 15%. Focusing in on where the expenses really are, just 5% of Americans account for half of all medical costs, and the majority of them are older, white, and already covered by a private or public health insurance plan. Many of them suffer from so-called lifestyle diseases, such as obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, caused by poor eating choices and a lack of physical activity and exercise. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Something to consider during the continued, what seems like eternal fight in the American political arena over healthcare and health insurance. Anyway, keeping it light here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The time is 8:58 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time here on the East Coast. We're broadcasting from the Boston area. And name of show's program Without Forum. My name's Jason. Thank you.